Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Okay. Recently, I shared a love letter. I call them love letters, which are my notes that I send just to my email community, those who are on my email list every few days. I shared this via email, and because it had such good reception, you guys loved it so much, I'm doing an episode on it too. In case you're not on my email list, I would certainly recommend joining it, especially if you love this podcast. Head to Susie, Susie-Moore.com, Susie-Moore.com to receive these in your inbox and feel a ping of love, joy, and possibility every time you do. But I wanted to break this down because I can add more context even via the spoken word here on the pod. And this was all about the importance and magic of asking questions, which is, of course, fueled by our belief system. Okay. So here's a little story about what happened to my husband and I when we were on our recent France trip. I was out and about, you know, Instagramming, tagging my geolocations, and a friend of mine WhatsApped me and said, look, you have to go to this restaurant. It's called Le Colombe d'Or, and I actually did an Instagram post about it, so check out my page if you want to see a picture and why the restaurant's so special. But my friend Anna messaged me saying, you must go to this restaurant, Susie. It's so, so special. You have to go. And as a friend of mine who I respect, she's a very experienced traveler. I love her very elegant suggestions. I was like, yes, okay, great, cool. Just got to book it in, right? So I spoke to my hotel concierge right away. And would you believe that the guy, the concierge, actually laughed at me. He said, you know, mademoiselle, it's impossible. My terrible French accent. He told me that they're booked all summer. And so he started rattling off other options because he was so certain I would not be able to get in at Le Colombe d'Or, right? But if you know me, you know that I'm determined, and my core belief is that anything is possible, right? This is a core belief I always come back to. And look, one of my favorite aspects of being someone who coaches myself, which is what I encourage all people to be able to do, right? Learning self-reliance. One of my favorite aspects of coaching myself in all life challenges, big ones, small ones, is that I meet the challenges with confidence and with a positive expectation of the outcome. Right. So remember, my core belief is that anything is possible. So I thought to myself, look, even with a crazy booked restaurant that maybe has a wait list and so forth, surely they have day off cancellations. Surely people won't be able to meet those in the last moment, even if they're on a wait list. Surely people have sick kids and car trouble, right? I mean, all sorts of things just happen in real life, right? So I said to the hotel, maybe you can help me get a last minute reservation. And, you know, look, yeah, they said they would, but I didn't want to leave it in their hands, right? Because it's my holiday, right? And who's going to care about me having the best experience more than me, right? Simply nobody. No one's going to care about you getting what you want as much as you. So you always want to take whatever's important to you into your own hands. Once again, self-reliance. So here's what happened. I Googled what time the restaurant opened, right? So I just looked it up on my phone and it said 6 p.m. So I took a breath, right? And at 5:45 p.m., I called the restaurant. And with my very sweetest voice, I asked, you know, excusez-moi, do you have any openings for a table for two this evening? I knew I was pushing my luck by asking, right? But hey, what am I going to do? I have nothing to lose. I have no reservation, right? I'm already losing. And no, he replied, we are fully booked until September. And then I said, you know, are you sure? Is there any, you know, perhaps last minute cancellation you could look at? It's only two people and we're totally flexible with time, right? So I'm opening up. I can show up anytime. He said, you can call back 6 p.m. That was it. Hung up. All right. I thought, maybe there's a chance. So at 5:55, punctual me, early me, I tried again. Extra sweet voice. Ah, oh, monsieur. S'il vous plaît. Madame, he said. I said 6 p.m. So he shut me down because I called again once too early ahead of time. I'm laughing to myself at this point. I'm treating it like a game because it is. This isn't life and death, friends. Okay, remember this. When something scares you, how serious is it really is a question to always keep coming back to. So at 5:59 p.m., 1 minute before I was supposed to, I picked up the phone one more time, right? Sweetest voice once again. This time I felt I need to throw in some extra s'il vous plaît to make it real. One moment, he said, as he heard my voice again, and he put me on hold, right? This is a very positive sign to be put on hold versus being just shut down once again. So as this was happening, my heart was beating. I was really tense, like, oh my. And Heath is looking at me. He's kind of smiling. He's got this positive expectation because he knows me, of course, over the years. He had this expectation that it would just happen through our patterns and experience. And then I heard, you know, the click when the on hold music switches back to, you know, the guy being back on the phone. And he said these magic words. You come at 8 p.m., okay? Merci, merci, merci. Yes, I was in and at a premium time too. I could have a drink somewhere. I had time to get ready. Boom, table reserved, and straight into the shower I ran. Now, let me tell you this. When we were back in Miami, decompressing from the trip, you know, reflecting on it, I asked Heath, I said, what was your favorite part? Like, if you had a defining moment of that, you know, 2 week trip away, he said, you know, having known about that restaurant and how special it was, I would have been so bummed to know about it and to not go. Like, I'd have rather not known that it existed at all because it is so special. And I have to say, it's like, got to give you credit. You always land us the impossible. Like, it would have been such a pity to miss out that very, very special location while we were there right in that town. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because impossible is an opinion. It's impossible. It's impossible. Oh, it's booked. It's booked. Is it? Says who? Right? The future belongs to no one, even the immediate future. What do we know for sure? Why do we write things off before we know for certain? We don't have to. This is what I know for sure. The world opens up to those of us who claim rather than, and look, this happens unconsciously, those of us who unconsciously reject our power. If we claim it, being conscious, the world opens up to us as evidenced by this reservation story. Managing your mind effectively is the most important skill you can have in your life, right? We want more of the impossible, don't we? If you're nodding yes, you belong in self-coaching society. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com to learn more about that. There are no rules, my friend. What if it is possible? What if it does work out? What if it can be a yes? You owe it yourself in your temporary lifetime to find out. Until next time, my friends, love and ease. If you like this episode, you'll love my free workshop called Become Your Own Life Coach. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com now, and I'll teach you how to coach yourself through any of life's problems. I'll see you there.